We know that the time period of Sefiras HaOmer, we have certain Nehugei Avelus that we have due to the sad events that happened during this time period. The truth is, this is not mentioned at all in the Gemara. It doesn't mention any Nehugei Avelus. The Gemara does say in Yevamos, in Sanaf Beis and Beis, that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died during this time period. And later Poskim also point out that many of the tragedies that befell Ashkenazic communities in the time of the Crusades and after also occurred during this time period. And therefore we have certain Nehugei Avelus. So the Tur and Shulchan Aruch write in Siman Tav Sadi Gimel that the minhag is not to have weddings during this time period, or at least part of Sefiras HaOmer, and not to get haircuts as well. There is no explicit discussion there of the issue of music, which is what I want to discuss now. So the Shulchan Aruch simply mentions that we don't have weddings. The Magen Avraham there adds that we don't have dancing of Rishus. The implication is that for a Dvar Mitzvah, maybe there is room to allow dancing, and that's a discussion. The postgame, what about bar mitzvahs and siyumim and the like? But for dvar rishus, we don't have dancing either. The later postgame, such as the Aruch HaShulchan, right? If we don't have dancing, so certainly we also don't have music. So what are the parameters of this iser? And what does this mean? Certainly we don't have music if we don't have dancing. You might think that dancing is more a greater expression of simcha than listening to music. So within this realm of understanding the issue, there are really two conclusions one might draw. One opinion says, and this is the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Elicha Shlomo and some other poskim as well, that really, since there's no inherent iser of music during this time period, it's an outgrowth, an extension of the iser of weddings and of dancing as an expression of simcha, and therefore it'll depend on the type of music. Just like we aser dancing, so too we aser music that stimulates dancing. So dance music, that would be the problem. But to listen to music which is more calming, so then that would be permitted, and that's what these poskim seem to hold. Some others suggest that the issur should be confined to live music. So live music is already more an event; it's an expression of simcha, as opposed to listening to recorded music. Bizman Hazeh, that's not, how far do you want to take it? Weddings are also, and then we take that to dancing, and then all music, that's a big jump, which is not mentioned in the earlier poskim. So I heard the name of Rav Willig and some others mentioned, it's an opinion that's at least quoted in Pinina Halacha, that recorded music wouldn't be a problem at all. It's really live music that would be the problem. There are several other poskim that take a whole other track about the issue of music during Sefiras HaOmer. And that is based on a whole different discussion in the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Samach, which is listening to music all year round. The Shulchan Aruch actually asks listening to instrumental music all year round because of Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing to do with Sefiras HaOmer or anything like that. Avelus on the Beis HaMikdash, the Mechaber there asks instrumental music all year round, and he only allows vocal music, vocals. See there for the details. The Ramah there writes that, no, the issur of instrumental music is only for those who are ragil b'chach, who do it all the time, or if there's also wine involved. So that is the source of the common practice to allow listening to instrumental music. But there, on that basis, some poskim, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, Aleph Kuf Samach Vav, and Rav Avad Yosef as well, in Yechaved Das, two different places, Gimel Lamed and Vav Lamed Dalet, write that if we're making the whole year round, at least during the time when there's additional built-in Nehugei Avelus, we should be machmir and not listen to instrumental music. And that applies to Sefiras HaOmer and Kol Shekein to the time of Bein HaMitzarim of the 3 weeks. So they answer instrumental music. So then the breakdown would be between instrumental as opposed to non-instrumental. And then we'd have to define what counts as instrumental. And most assume that when it comes to recorded music, if it's instrumental recorded, that counts as instrumental. If it's not instrumental recorded, that's not considered instrumental, although there are those who disagree with that. So bottom line is follows. If you're talking about non-instrumental music, which is, let's say, for example, people are singing and there's no musical accompaniment, and it's not music which stimulates simcha and joy, getting up and dancing and the like, so then there should be room to be mekel for that kind of music, for sure, for that kind of singing. That would be for sure. When it comes to more joyous singing, Vadya writes that in the context of davening, there'd be room to be mekel. But beyond that, so certainly there's what one would be machmer during this time period when it comes to recorded music. So he mentioned different opinions. There are those who allow recorded music, there are those who allow it only if it's more somber, and there are those who don't allow it at all. Even according to those who allow, the Pnina Halachi writes that if you're playing it loudly, so then that generates a greater sense of excitement, and that should be yasser. If a person is listening to recorded music and not for the purpose of simcha or enjoyment, but for some other reason, like for example, a person is driving and he's trying to help himself stay focused, so then as well, there'd be room to be mekel there as well. I heard from Rav Lichtenstein, also cited as well in the Sefer Pnina Halacha. Have a wonderful day, and we should be zochet to happy time periods.